下午的聚会要继续早上的主题，未雨绸缪。
This afternoon service, we'd like to continue with this morning's topic, saving for a rainy day.
我们无论什么事情能够预先准备好。
No matter what we do, if we can prepare in advance.
我们无论什么事情能够预先有预防。
If we can prepare for the thing upcoming,
总是呢比较好。
Then it's better.
那主耶稣所讲的有关这个不义管家的这个比喻。
And with regarding to the unrighteous, manager, the parable that Jesus has spoken,
在这个比喻当中他勉励门徒要学习这个不义管家的聪明。
Here, Lord Jesus asks his disciple to learn from this sword manager to his swordness.
人都有缺点跟优点。
Every human being has his weak points and his good points.
一个人好与不好，这个很难定一个。
But it's very difficult to judge if a person is a good person or a bad person.
但是唯有呢，天上的真神向人所界定的，你是属于好的人，你是属于不好的人，这个才是标准。
Only the God in heaven can decide if a person belongs to the good person or a person belongs to the bad person.
我们请看路加福音十六章第一节。
Let's take a look at Luke chapter 16, verse 1.
路加福音十六章第一节。
Luke chapter 16, verse 1.
耶稣又对门徒说，有一个财主的管家，别人向他主人告他浪费主人的财物。
Jesus told his disciples, there was a rich man whose manager was accused of wasting his possessions.
那这里主耶稣提到有一个财主的管家。
Here, Lord Jesus mentioned about a manager for a rich man.
这个管家很狡猾。
This manager is very shrewd.
照理说他的这个品德不很高尚。
So his character is not very noble.
但实际上他在当管家的时候表现也不错。
However, when he was a manager, he has performed pretty well.
因为这个财主能够聘用他为管家，就是他能够信任的。
Because the rich man decided to hire him as a manager, that means he was trustworthy in the beginning.
但是这个主人呢，也不是算是很高明。
However, this master is not very wise himself.
别人控告他的管家浪费财物。
When some people accuse the manager of wasting his position,
他就相信，
and he believed that person.
他就把多年他所用的这个管家把他除掉。
He has lay off the manager that he has been with him for many years.
虽然是一个财主，不见得很聪明。
Although he was a wealthy rich man, but he is not necessarily a very smart person.
所以主耶稣在这个比喻里面无论是财主，无论是管家，都不配当主角，不配。
So in this.Parable, the rich man, the master, the store manager, they are not worthy to become the main character. But in this parable, it has talked about a great wealthy person, which is the God in heaven. The greatest wealthy person, rich man, Lord Jesus, we have to establish a good relationship with him.
这就是这个比喻的重点。
This is the focus of this parable.
那主要是在这个比喻里面又谈到说不义的钱财。
And within this parable, Jesus also mentioned about the unrighteous money.
所有的钱财都是出于不义的。
All the money are unrighteous.
都是从造物主那边所拿过来用的。
All of these money were taken from the Creator.Our Lord.
但是大多数的人都认为这是我自己。
But most people thought they have earned this money themselves and it belongs to them.
但是我们有纯正信仰的人就不敢这么说。
But for us who have the pure faith, we dare not to claim this money as our own.
如果不是主耶稣给我生命，我哪能够赚钱？
If not for God who has given us the life, the healthy body, how can we make a living?
所以我们就懂得归荣耀给神，向神感谢。
So we know to give thanks and praises to our Lord.
我们圣灵月刊十一月份哦， 我快要看完。
Holy Spirit Monthly, I've just read through the November one.
其中有一篇哦，是一个长老娘写的。
There was an article written by elder's wife.
当年这个长老娘年轻的时候呢，她是念大学是念国际贸易系，很热门的科系那时候。
When the eldest wife, when she was young, she studied in a university for international business. At that time, it was a very good faculty to be in.
那时候呢，啊，她豪情万状，就是她的心啊，抱负很大。
At that time, she was very, she thought she would have a very good career.
那她也真的。在年轻的时候呢，在那个国际贸易上呢，真的发挥很大的才能。
And within international business, she has shown her capabilities.
她的老板一直舍不得她离开。
Her boss didn't want to let her go.
所以她婚后呢，继续在那个公司上班。
So after she got married, she continued to stay in the business.
后来她的先生就独身现身当传道。
And later on, her husband has studied in the TTP program and become a minister.
但是呢，在这个晚年的时候呢，啊，他的先生身体状况不很好。
And later on, her husband's health has become not very well.
那他这篇文章就是强调，主要要在神给我们的时间里面要过得活得有价值。
And in her article, she emphasized on how we should utilize our time in the time that's given to us.
我们每一位都是小财主啊。
Every one of us is a rich man.
那神给我们的这个时间，今生的时间呢、啊，要活得有价值。
So the time that God has given us, we have to live a meaningful life.
就是要未雨绸缪。
That is, we have to save for the rainy day.
那这个就跟信仰有关系。
And it has to do with our faith.
那我讲这个长老梁这篇文章，我看了很感动。
So when I read the article written by this elder's wife, I was moved.
她在晚年的时候，真的对这个信仰、对圣工抓得很紧。
In her elderly age, she grabbed onto her faith tightly.
他也对这个人生啊，过去辉煌的表现啊，都现在都看开了。
And she has seen through all her careers, her achievement in the past.
人的人生观啊，会渐渐调整。
The value of a person will change according when time passes by.
会随着环境、时间的变化，会渐渐调整。
As his environment or her environment and time passes by, the value will change.
年轻的时候到中年的时候那种观念不一定到老年人还保持不一定
When a person is young When a person in their strong years The kind of value they hold Might not last until when they were older
唯独有一样很宝贵的就是我们纯正的信仰
There is only one thing that is most precious That is our belief, our faith
能够从年轻一直保持到年纪大这个是最宝贵的
If one person can hold on to this most precious thing from when he was young to when he's old, then it's the best.
那有关这个主题呢？下午要来谈第二单元。
So with regarding to this topic, I would like to go into the second portion.
就是以圣经有一部分的小才子啊，参差不齐来做比较，然后我们要去怎样抓住这个重点。
So in the second unit, I would like to compare for you the some wealthy persons in the Bible, how they have different characteristics.
我们请看箴言二十二章第二节。
Let us take a look at Proverbs chapter 22, verse 2.
箴言二十二章第二节。
Proverbs chapter 22, verse 2.
富户穷人在树相遇。都为神所造。
Rich and poor have this in common. The Lord is the maker of them all.
小才子跟身上没有钱的人碰在一起。
A rich man who has a little wealth and a person who has nothing at all when they have met in the world.
这是很不容易的事情。
It is very uncommon.
一般经济比较好的有他的圈子。
Usually, a person who is a little bit more wealthy, he has his own group of friends or people he hang out with.
比较困难的，经济比较困难，也有他的圈子。
And people who are living a difficult life or who are more poor and living in poverty, they have their own friends as well.
但是有时候呢，困难的 跟比较好的又凑在一起。
But sometimes the rich might meet the poor.
那这里提到穷人，我要把它列为小才子了，并不是穷到什么都没有。
So even the poor, I would like to see him as a rich man who has a little position.
我们每一个人都是小才子。
Every one of us is a rich man who has a little position.
但是有时候比我们差的人跟我们凑在一起，这有神的美意在里面。
However, sometimes we see some people who are even poorer than us, and it's God's good will that we met up with them.
有时候就是对方需要你帮助。
Maybe it's because they need your help.
那这个帮助不一定是金钱。
And this kind of help is not necessary money.
有时候是其他的事情。
Maybe it's because she needs help from, with other things.
那最重要就是信仰问题。
What is most important is belief, our faith.
我们这些小财主呢，在灵性方面都很富有。
We as a rich person, we are very wealthy, spiritually speaking.
有的小财主在灵性方面非常贫穷。
However, there are some rich person living in poverty in their spirituality.
那有时候神呢，会安排让这两种人凑在一起。
So sometimes God might arrange these two kind of people to meet up together.
所以圣经有一些案例可以给我们做参考。
So there are some examples that we can find from the Bible.
同样是小财主，真的参差不齐呀。
Even though they are both wealthy men, but they are different. They live in different environment.
请看路德记第二章第一节。
Let us take a look at Ruth, chapter 2, verse 1.
路德记第二章第一节。
Look, Ruth chapter 2 verse 1.
拿俄米的丈夫以利米勒的亲族当中，有一个人名叫波阿斯，是个大才子。
Now Naomi has had a relative on her husband's side from the clan of Elimelech, a man standing whose name was Boaz.
这个波阿斯啊，他是在伯利恒那个。乡村算是一个经济很好的。
Boaz in the land of Bethlehem is a very wealthy person.
他是一个大地主啊。
He is a man who owns many pieces of land.
那他有一个亲戚啊，因为移民到外国去啊，后来呢啊遭遇到很不顺利。
He has a relative who has immigrated to a foreign land and has met up with many difficulties.
那就在外国呢啊，他这个亲戚就死在那边了。
And his relative died in that foreign land.
就留下了家里三个寡妇。
Have left behind three widows in his household.
就是这个人的太太还有两个媳妇。
That is his wife and two daughters-in-law.
啊，后来又有一个媳妇呢，因为还年轻啊，就又改嫁。
And one of the daughter-in-law has married someone else.
那其中有一个媳妇呢。就跟着她的婆婆回到故乡。
And the other daughter-in-law followed the mother-in-law back to their homeland.
她回到故乡以后，人家还认得她，因为她已经空无一物啊，很穷啊。
When she has come back to her homeland, people still recognize her. Although at that time she is in poverty, she has nothing at all.
但是呢，回到故乡的时候呢，她这个很困苦的人啊，碰到一个。很有爱心的财主啊。
However, when she come back to her hometown, she has met up with a very, kind-hearted, wealthy person.
叫做波阿斯。
And his name is Boaz.
就波阿斯，经济好，又有爱心，又敬畏神。
So Boaz is a righteous man who fear God, is wealthy, and is kind-hearted.
所以拿俄米的媳妇啊，就在这个。财主的田地里面点麦穗。
So Naomi's daughter-in-law Ruth has picked up grains in the field of Boaz.
那这个财主呢？啊，就亲自到这个田地里面慰问工人，慰问这些来点麦穗的。
So Boaz went to the field to see how they were doing in the field.
真正是一个敬畏神又有爱心的。
So he is truly a person who fear God and is full of love.
那当然这种人呢是神所欣赏所肯定的。
So this kind of people pleases, they please God.
但是有一些财主呢真的参差不齐啊。
And it's really, there are different, there are many rich men have different characters.
为人表现不好，又没有纯正的信仰。
So some other rich man has not a good faith, and they have very bad deeds.
请看箴言十六章第八节。
So let's take a look at Proverbs chapter 16, verse 8.
箴言十六章第八节。
Proverbs chapter 16, verse 8.
多有财力行事不义，不如少有财力行事公义。
Verse 8. Better a little with righteousness than much gain with injustice.
就是做一个比较。
This is a comparison between the two.
有的呢，他有很多的财力。
Some people has accumulated great wealth.
但是为人表现很差。
But he is an unrighteous person by his deed.
这个人看他也是不义，那个人看他也是不义。
If one person see him as unrighteous person, the other person see him as unrighteous as well.
虽然很富有啊，这种人很寂寞。
Even though he is very wealthy.But indeed, he lived in loneliness.
那有的小财主虽然不是钱很多啊。
However, there are other wealthy person, not as wealthy as this wealthy person.
他为人很好。
But he's a very good and kind-hearted person.
为什么？因为他有纯正的信仰。
Why? Because he has a pure faith.
像我们大家一样。
Just like the many of us.
那圣经里面也有这种案例啊。
And there are examples that we can find from the Bible about this type of person.
在一个乡村里面算是最富有的。
He is the most wealthy person in the village.
但是为人很差。
But he is, has a very bad character.
请看撒母耳记上二十五章第二节。
Now let's take a look at 1 Samuel chapter 25, verse 2.
撒母耳记上二十五章第二节第三节。
1 Samuel chapter 25, verse 2 and 3.
在马云有一个人他的产业在加密是一个大富户，有三千绵羊，一千山羊。他正在加密剪羊毛。第三节
，Verse three，
那人名叫拿巴，是加洛族的人。他的妻子名叫亚比该，是聪明俊美的妇人。拿巴为人刚富雄恶。
Verse 2, a certain man in Maanon who had property there at Carmel was very wealthy. He had 1,000 goats and 3,000 sheep, which he was shearing in Carmel. Verse 3, his name was Nabal, and his wife's name was Abigail. She was an intelligent and beautiful woman, but her husband, a Calebite, was surely and mean in his dealings.
这个拿巴算是一个财主。
Nabal is considered a wealthy person.
他是经营畜牧业。
And he is a herdsman.
很成功。
He is very successful in his business.
那又有贤惠的妻子。
And he has a very noble wife.
但是呢，这个人呢，用四个字把他形容他的为人。
But this is how Bible describes him.
脾气不好。
He has a bad temper.
动不动又骂又咒诅。
So he would curse and yell at people regularly.
那像这种人呢，真的，大多数的人都会躲避他的。
So most people would try to avoid this kind of people.
因为他很富有啊。
Because he is very wealthy.
所以他所过的生活啊，真的比一般的好啊。
So he live a very luxurious life, better than many other people.
三十六节记载他天天喝酒啊。
In verse 36 it says he drink daily.
天天大醉，以为这样最快乐。
He gets drunk every day and he feel he's like a king.
因为他的妻子很贤惠啊，所以有一些事情就不让他知道。
Because his wife is a noble character, so she didn't let him know about some things that's happening.
有一天呢，他醉酒醒了，他的太太告诉他：“你这几天表现怎么样？人家在怪你呀。”
So one day when he awakened from his drunkenness, and his wife told him about the things that people were not happy with him.
那听到这些话，他又紧张起来，又害怕。
And all of a sudden, when he hear about these words, he was very afraid and frightened in his heart.
恶人啊，凶恶的人还是很怕死的。
So even a mean person such as him, they are afraid of death.
也许他知道神会追究啊，所以很害怕。
Maybe he knows God will punish him, so he was afraid in his heart.
38节记载后来神出手啊，他就死掉。
Verse 38 says the Lord struck him and he died.
那神会出手，可能他就是应该也是认识神才对啊。
The reason why Lord would struck him maybe because he knows God as well.
那像这种小才子啊，真的就很差劲。
And this kind of little wealthy person, they are of bad characters.
那圣经也有一些案例。
And there are also some other examples in the Bible.
他是一个才子，本来不是很好。
He's a wealthy person, but in the beginning, he was not a good wealthy person.
但后来表现很好。
But later on, he has very many good actions.
啊，这就主耶稣在世的时候。
And this is when Jesus was in the world.
啊，主耶稣呢，所遇到的这一个人。
Jesus has met this one person.
我们请看路加福音。
Let's take a look at the Gospel of Luke.
19章第二节。
Chapter 19, verse 2.
路加福音十九章第二节。
Luke chapter 19 verse 2.
有一个人名叫撒该，住税吏长，是个才子。
A man was there by the name of Zacharias. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy.
有一天主耶稣要进耶利哥城。
So one day when Jesus is entering the city of Jericho.
因为那时候主耶稣已经讲到感动很多人了，所以他无论到哪里都很多人跟着。
Jesus has spoke powerful sermon that has moved a lot of people, so wherever he is, there are a lot of people that's following him.
所以他进耶路撒冷的时候非常轰动。
So when he entered the city of Jericho, it aroused a lot of people was following him.
那城里有一个叫做撒该啊，他很好奇。
And there was a person named Zacharias. He was very curious.
奇怪，这个人怎么这么有名气，有很多人跟着他。
He was very curious why so many people is following Jesus, that Jesus is so famous.
那我这个税吏长又有钱，怎么都朋友都很少。
I'm a chief tax collector and I'm very wealthy. How come I have very few friends?
所以他一心一意要见这个人到底是谁。
So he want to see Jesus, to see who Jesus really is.
后来被他见到了。
And later on, he met Jesus.
那这个人呢？说我今天要到你家拜访。
And Jesus told him, I will go to your house to visit you today.
哦，他觉得很惊讶。
And he was very surprised.
这么多人拥护你的人，怎么不会看清我要到我家？
So many people is following you, but how come you choose to come to my house?
这种态度呢，感动了他。
And this kind of attitude has moved him.
让他的人生观180度的
So his value in life changed completely 180 degrees.
以前看钱如命的人
Before he sees his wealth as his life.
以前看权力呢是很重要的
Before authority, power is very important to him.
但是他见到这个叫做耶稣以后
But now that he has seen this man named Jesus.
人生观180度改变。
His value in life changed completely.
我们教会也是一样。
It is the same in our church.
他第一次来得到圣灵，人生观改变。
Some people come to the church for the first time when they receive the Holy Spirit, they change their life completely.
他来到教会听到道理的时候，他就改变了。
Some people when they come to the chapel and they listen to the truth, they were moved and they change.
当耶稣到这个撒该家的时候，有很多犹太人在议论。
When Jesus entered into the house of Zacharias, a lot of people was talking behind his back.
这耶稣怎么到这个罪人的家里呢？
They began muttering, saying, "How come Jesus entered into a house of a sinner?"
可见撒该在犹太民族当中的心目中是一个罪人。
So according to Jews, Zacharias is considered as a sinner.
因为他有钱是往往用挥霍的手段。
Although he is very wealthy, but he accumulated this money through injustice ways.
但是他见到耶稣以后完全悔改。
But when he met Jesus, he has repented completely.
请看第八节。
Let's take a look at verse 8.
撒该站着对主说：“主啊，我把所有的一半给穷人，我若不诈那谁？”就还他四倍。
But Zacharias stood up and said to the Lord, 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 here and now I give half of my possession to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount.
什么叫悔改？
What is repentance?
承认罪 不好
acknowledge his wrongdoings,
然后改过来来接受好的
and then change his way, turn around and accept what is good.
所以我们信耶稣就是悔改
So when we believe Jesus, we have repented.
撒该也是犹太人
Zacharias is also a Jew himself.
他的祖先亚伯拉罕是敬畏神的，很有名的。
Ancestor Abraham is a very famous person who revered the Lord.
但是这个亚伯拉罕的祖先竟然受这个社会的恶潮流的感染。
But the descendants of Abraham was influenced by the trend of the world.
成为一个受伤的人。
Has become a very selfish person.
好在他见到耶稣啊。
But thank God he has met Jesus.
这也是一种机会。
And this is an opportunity that was given to him.
所以这个撒该以后的人生观啊，真的就不一样。
So his life has changed from that point onward.
他就懂得未雨绸缪了。
He knows how to save for the rainy day.
不止这个撒该啊。
Not only Zacharias knows how to do this.
我再介绍一个。
Let me introduce you to another person.
请看马太福音二十七章五十七节。
Let us take a look at Matthew chapter 27, verse 57.
二十七章五十七节。
Matthew chapter 27, verse 57.
到了晚上，有一个财主名叫耶稣，是亚里马太来的，他也是耶稣的门徒。
Verse 57, as evening approaches, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who had himself become a disciple of Jesus.
这个财主的身份跟地位,
this rich man, Joseph, he has status and wealth.
让他在这个信仰上表现不是很自由。
Because of his status as an official, he did not have a lot of freedom religiously.
这里记载说他是耶稣的门徒。
Here records he is a disciple of Jesus.
但是是在背地里 做门徒。
But he is only a disciple, hidden.
把他形容不太光明的门徒。
So he is not one disciple that is in the public.
但是他人心地很好。
However, this person is a very kind-hearted person.
很善良。
He is very gentle.
所以当主耶稣被钉十字架恶势力很大的时候
So when Jesus is being crucified
没有人敢收书啊
No one dare to collect Jesus' body
耶稣的门徒没有一个敢出面啊，去收耶稣的书体
None of Jesus' disciples dare to collect Jesus' body
但是这个人在这个时候挺身而出啊
But this man who stooped up at this time to ask for Jesus' body
请看约翰福音十九章三十八节。
Let us turn to Book of John, chapter 19, verse 38.
约翰福音十九章三十八节。
John chapter 19, verse 38.
这事以后，有亚里马太人耶稣，是耶稣的门徒。主因怕犹太人，就暗暗的做门徒。他来求比拉多把耶稣的身体领去。比拉多允准，他就把耶稣的身体领去了。
Verse 38. Later, Joseph Arimathea asked Pilate for the body of Jesus. Now Joseph was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly, because he feared the Jews, with Pilate's permission, he came and took the body away.
马太没有说他是暗暗做门徒。
Matthew didn't say he is a disciple secretly.
那约翰。他就把他当为是暗暗的门徒。
But John has treated him as a disciple in secret.
个人的观感不一样。
Everyone has a different perspective and point of view.
啊，这个我不做评论哦。
And I do not make comments on this.
但是，约翰的文章也是把他登出来。
But John has also write that he is a secret disciple.
所以有的人就说耶稣是不光明的信徒。
So some people say Joseph is not a very, is not a disciple in the light.
但他到后来还是成为非常光彩的门徒啊。
But later on, he has become a very famous disciple as well.
在那恶势力很大的时候啊，没有人敢挺身去向耶稣收书啊。
When the evil authority is great, no one dare to ask for Jesus' body.
那时候呢，他以外还有一个叫尼哥底母。
So other than him, there was another person named Nicodemus.
这两个人在官方方面呢，很打得通。
These two persons has their ways in the government.
但是他们后来还是敢表明是耶稣的门徒。
But later on, they dare to proclaim they are the follower of Jesus.
所以算是非常好的财主。
So we can treat them as a very good rich man.
所以要埋葬主耶稣呢，他有能力。
So he has the ability to bury Jesus.
因为他有新的坟墓。
Because he has a new grave tomb.
所以他做得非常漂亮。
So he was able to do this well.
所以同样是财主，这些世上的小财主啊，真的层出不穷啊。
So there are many wealthy persons in the world, but they are of different characters.
因为有的人只为了今生。
Because some people only strive for what is this world.
但是有的人呢？ 他把他看远一点，看到来生。
But some other rich person, they have a vision that sees afar. They see afterlife.
那只为了今生也不是很可靠。
And if some people only make money for what is this world, then these money are not very reliable.
那只为了自己来赚钱也不一定是很好的。
And if they only make money from themselves, it might not necessarily be the best thing to do.
还是要 运用这个不义的钱财做在有益处的事上。
It is best if they can use this unrighteous money that they have accumulated to do what is meaningful.
请看路加福音12章。
Now let's take a look at chapter 12.
12章16节。
Let's take a look at Luke chapter 12, verse 16.
19节就好。
Sorry, let's take a look at verse 19.
然后要对我的灵魂说，灵魂啊，你有许多财物积存，可以做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。
Verse 19, and I will say to myself, you have plenty of good things laid up for many years. Take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry.
这是另外主耶稣提到一个比喻。This
is another parable spoke by Lord Jesus.
有一个财主啊，他经营他的产业非常成功。There
is a wealthy man who really knows how to do business and is very successful in his business.
但是呢，他虽然富有，都是钱为自己呀。Although
he is very rich, but he has accumulated all these things for himself.
多年费用啊，都开花不完的。He
has prepared for him so much thing that he can squander for many years ahead.
但是呢，在这个比喻当中，天上的神就对他说。
But in this gospel, the God in heaven spoke to him directly.
说无知的人，今天要召回你的灵魂。
It says, you fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you.
那你这些呢，树上的财物这么多，要归给谁？
Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself?
有祖孙就给祖孙。
If he has descendants, he can leave this as inheritance.
没有祖孙，如果有 国家政府的主就归国家好了。If
he has no descendants, he might just give this money to the government.
如果他表现得很好，就奉献给教会好了。And
if he is a good person, then he can offer this money to the church.
但是呢，他没有未来生做预备。But
he has not yet prepared for his life to come.
不能未雨绸缪。He
did not prepare for the rainy day.
请看21节。Let's
take a look at verse 21.
凡为自己积财，在神面前却不富足，也是这样。This
is how it will be with anyone who store up things for himself, but is not rich toward God.
在神的眼前，我们做些小财主啊。In
the eyes of God, we are all little rich men.
有的是很穷的。Some
of us are in poverty.
有的是很富有。Some
of us are indeed very wealthy.
这是用属灵的眼光来看。This
is from a spiritual point of view.
所以神在衡量一个人的这个财务多少啊，有时候是用属灵方面。When
God judge a person, how wealthy a person is, God look at the spiritual point of view.
我们这些信耶稣神的儿女啊，在神的眼光是一个富有的。So
as a children of God, we are wealthy in the eyes of God.
因为呢，我们虔诚敬畏神，有好的表现。
Because we revere God and we have good behaviors.
再看16章。
Let's take a look at chapter 16 of Luke.
19节。
Verse 19.
有一个才子穿着紫色袍和细麻布衣服，天天奢华宴乐。
There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen and lived in luxury every day.
主耶稣在这边又提到一个才子。
So Lord Jesus mentioned yet another rich man in his parables.
那他也是属于世上的小才子。
And is considered as a rich man in the world, a little rich man he is.
他出穿都很高级的。
So he is dressed in fine linen, a very prestigious clothes.
天天奢华宴乐。
And living in luxury every day.
他又有健康的身体。
And he has a healthy body.
有时候看到这里呢，会认为造物主不公平。
So sometimes if we only read this verse, we thought God is not fair.
这种天天奢华宴乐的怎么不会生病？
How come a person who live in luxury every day has a healthy body and does not have sickness?
身体这么好又这么富有。
If he has a healthy body and he is very rich,
但是呢，人生还是很快。
But his life passed by very fast.
一生很快就度完了。
His life went through very fast.
后来他还是死了。
Later on, he died.
他的告别是一阵是非常热闹。
We can imagine how grand his funeral was.
但是问题就是他进入来生以后。
But the problem is when he entered the afterlife.
非常狼狈。
It is very difficult for him.
因为他在今生不能够未雨绸缪。
Because in his present life, he did not prepare for the rainy day.
进入来生已经要准备来不及了。
After he died, it's too late for him to prepare.
请看二十六节。
Let's take a look at verse 26.
不但这样，并且在你我之间有深渊限定，以致人要从这边过到你们那边是不能的，要从那边过到我们这边也是不能的。
And besides all these, between us and you, a great chasm has been fixed, so that those who want to go from there here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there to us.
这个才子在来生看到一个所认识的一个穷人叫拉撒路。
So this rich person, when he died, he saw someone that he recognized, Lazarus.
那这个拉撒路在他的祖先亚伯拉罕的怀中享福气。
And Lazarus died, but he was carried into Abraham's side and was receiving blessing.
那这个才子也是亚伯拉罕的祖孙啊。
This rich man was also a descendant of Abraham.
那结果在阴间受痛苦。
However, he was suffering in the Hades.
我们圣经里面的道理哈。
In the teaching that we have learned from the Bible,
讲到来生的情形哦，这里讲的比较清楚一点。
It is more clear. This is one of the passages that portray to us what's after life.
有关这一个，我以后有机会会分很多很多的单元给大家做。
And with regarding to this parable, I will share with you many units when we have other opportunities.
这个财主就进入来生啊，才要做预备，来不及了。
So this rich man want to prepare after his death, and it's too late for him.
他并且要求他的祖先亚伯拉罕啊。
He even make a request to his ancestor Abraham.
能够让他所认识的这个穷人拉撒路复活回到世界传福音。
That he asked this Abraham to allow Lazarus, who he know, to resurrect and go back to the world to preach to his brothers.
因为他还有五个兄弟啊，不懂得要信耶稣啊。
Because he has five brothers who did not know to believe in Jesus yet.
如果拉撒路能够复活哦，回去传一定很有效果。
If Lazarus can resurrect and go back and preach,they will believe for sure. That's why he thinks.
他的祖先亚伯兰说不一定哦。
But Abraham tell him not so.
不需要拉撒路复活去传福音。
They don't need Lazarus to preach to them.
摩西的律法几千年前就有了。
They have the law of Moses for thousands of years.
很多的先知书所劝勉的话早就有了。
All the encouragement from the prophets, they have it also.
好像我们真耶稣教会一直传一直传。
Just like us today, True Jesus Church, we have been preaching the gospel.
还是给很多人有机会，有的人就不愿意。
We are giving a lot of opportunities for people to believe, but they are not willing to take it.
以上是介绍圣经里面 有这几位的这些小才子。
So I have tell you about these rich men in the Bible.
真是层出不齐啊。
They are of different characters.
有的懂得未雨绸缪，有的就不懂。
Some of them know how to prepare for the rainy day, but some doesn't.
但是有的才子有爱心，做很多善事。
Some rich man is kind-hearted and knowhow to show, they know they do charitable things.
他又懂得归荣耀给神。
And they know how to give praises and glory to the Lord.
所以主耶稣在马太福音第六章有提到。
So Lord Jesus, he mentioned in Matthew chapter 6,
你做很多的善事，不要故意宣扬自己。
When you do righteous things, don't do it purposely in front of other people.
没有人知道，没有关系，神知道。
It is okay if people don't know about it as long, because God knows.
这个非常好的道理。
And that is very good teaching as well.
所以我们做些有纯正信仰的。
So we who have the pure faith.
我们为了这个信仰有时候很辛苦呢。
Sometimes we might feel this is a burden to us.
但是做些辛苦啊，不会归空的。
But these difficulties that we take right now will not be in vain.
也可以说是预备将来。
It's preparing us for the future.
请看提摩太前书第四章第十节。
Let's take a look at 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10.
提摩太前书第四章第十节。
1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10.
我们劳苦努力，正是为此，因我们的指望在乎永生的神，也他是万年的救主，更是信徒的救主。
And for this we labor and strive, for we have put our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, and especially for those who believe.
传道者保罗在这边提到，我们要在敬虔上操练了。敬虔上就是敬畏神的事情。
Minister Paul encourages to strive and labor in our servitude.
那这种操练有时候是很辛苦的。
And this kind of labor is sometimes very difficult to bear.
但是这些劳苦啊都不会归空。
But these labor will not be in vain.
这里提到说是预备将来的。
Because it tells us we are preparing for our future.
指望将来在主耶稣的面前能够有光彩的。
We have this hope that we will be able to stand in front of Lord Jesus.In the future.
再看第六章。
Let us take a look at chapter 6.
十八节十九节。
Chapter 6, verse 18 and 19.
又要祝福他们行善，在好事上富足，甘心施舍，乐意供给人，为自己积成美好的根基，预备将来，将他们除定那，叫他们除定那真正的生命。
Verse 18, commend them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. Verse 19, in this way, they will lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life.
这是老传道，指导年轻传道要用这些话来勉励。
This is an elderly pastor encouraging a younger pastor that he should encourage people with these words.
那做些勉励的话非常好。
These words of encouragement are very wonderful.
能够预备将来。
So that they should prepare for the future.
能够真正除定我们的灵命。
So that we can lay a firm foundation for our spirituality.
所以主耶稣讲这个比喻啊，就是要我们真的要未雨绸缪。
So when Jesus tells these parables, he wants us to prepare for the rainy day.
那他这个比喻呢，就是要勉励我们学习不义的管家的聪明。
And want us to learn from the unrighteous manager.
所以我们要求主耶稣赐给我们智慧聪明。
So we should ask Lord Jesus for the wisdom from above.
怎样来善用我们的才能跟这些小财物
？How we can utilize our gifts that we receive from the Lord?
怎样在这个魔鬼的权势之下所管辖的世界
？How we can live in the world that is controlled by Satan's authority？
能够保持我们清洁的这种身份
？How can we stay as a pure？ How can we keep our pure heart？
能够保持一个光明的身份
？How can we keep our status as a children of light？
也能够有一个平安快乐的良心
，and live。 a joyful, live with a joyful conscience.
然后度我们这一生啊。
And live our life this way.
请看彼得前书第四章第二节。
But let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 2.
彼得前书第四章第二节。
1 Peter chapter 4 verse 2.
你们存这样的心，从今以后就可以不从人的情欲，只从神的旨意再速度余下的光阴。
Verse 2, as a result, he does not live in the rest of his earthly life for evil human desires, but rather for the will of God.
啊，这一节圣经非常好。
This is a very wonderful verse.
我们余下的光阴不晓得剩下多少。
We don't know how much life, how much time we have left in this world.
不一定年轻的就多呢。
It does not necessarily mean you have more if you are younger.
可是家庭很悲哀。
It's sad to see this happen in some families.
白头发，对着黑头发送终。
The one with gray hair is sending off the one with black hair.
年轻就是先离开世界。
The young one passed away earlier.
有的人壮志未酬啊，身先死啊，真的很悲哀的。
Some people they have not achieved much and they have passed away and it's very sad.
那有的人呢，一直都拖到年纪很大的也有。
And there are some people who live a longer life.
所以这个人生啊，挺难下一个定义。
So it is very difficult for us to make a conclusion about a person's life.
所以最重要，我们要持守我们这个纯正的信仰。
So what is most important is to hold onto this pure faith that we have today.
啊呢，这样呢，我们所度的这些时间啊，就有价值。
Then the life that we live will be very meaningful.
那有关呢啊，这个主题我还有很多的单元哦。
And with the same topic, I have a few more units.
那下午就讲这个第二个单元。
So this afternoon, I share with you the second unit.
再来唱诗415首。
Let us sing hymn 415.